Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going to get to your calls, 803-0550. We're also going to go to our Western hotline and chat with John Murphy, who joins us and is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Welcome back to the AFC title game, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning to you.
So, you know what? We asked Sal about this. I'd love to get your thought. You know, because apparently Baltimore at some point had to go to a silent snap count, and they took back-to-back false starts in a stadium that had 6,700 fans in it. You do the game from the booth with the windows open all the time. How loud was it?
It was loud. In fact, in that sequence, I couldn't believe the Ravens were having trouble being heard down there, even with, you know, there was only 6,700 people, and how many were down there that could affect the play? Maybe a third of that, you know, what's that, 2,500 maybe? And I saw what was going on, and so I do this usually when there's a full stadium. Once in a while, I take off the headsets for a second just to hear, and you know, headsets kind of block out everything. You can hear each other talk, me and Steve Tasker. But I take them off to hear, you know, just exactly how loud is this. I did it then, and I said, "Oh my goodness, I can't hear a thing." I mean, that's how loud it was at the other end of the stadium. It amazed me. I'd never heard. I mean, I don't know. I'm not good at estimating crowd size anyway. I never have been, but I just can't imagine that crowd, a tenth of what's normally in the stadium, could make that much noise. And it got me thinking later after the game, and especially with the sequence of the game, had that been a full stadium, that place may have just crumbled to the ground. It would have been so loud. You know what I mean? If there were 70,000 people there, it would have been nuts.
You would have felt the building shake on the Taron Johnson pick six.
Yeah, I saw Steve Levy, who called the game last week, right? He said if he could have picked one play in the NFL the entire year for a full stadium, that would have been it.
Yeah, it was an amazing play. And I just can't imagine what the noise would have been like that play. And when the game was finally clinched at the end, maybe we're lucky there wasn't a full. No, that's not true.
No, but you know what? But it is nice. It's nice. First off, it's great for some fans to be able to experience it firsthand. It comes off great on television, by the way. I mean, Al Michaels and Chris Collins, I know you're busy working, Murph, but they were saying great things about the Bills fan base, so that's nice to see. But also for the players. I know it's only 6,700, but listening to those guys talk about it on the Zoom calls after the game, and, you know, getting a chance to see Diggs react to the fans after the game and all the stuff that was going on. It's great for the players to have some fans in there appreciating what's going on right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have not bought tickets for either playoff game yet, just because, you know, you got to get in line and get tests, and then I don't know who I'd let use them anyway. But I'm sure there's a sense of like a lottery winner for each one of those 6,700 fans.
Right.
Actually is a lottery, and I'm sure each one of those 6,700 feels like, I'm lucky to be here. I'm chosen to be here. I feel really good about being here, and I think that carries over their energy and their enthusiasm. I think that carries over to the way they approach the game, the way they approach big plays in the game.
Murph, you've seen a lot of games over the years. This was one of the more impressive defensive performances, I think, that would have been put together by a Bills team, from the design of the game plan to the execution by all of the players on the field. What stood out to you, or what were some of the things that stood out to you about the defense?
Yeah, I mean, The thing that strikes me is that it's it was like a game-long effort. Certainly the big play by Taron Johnson was the highlight of the game, but they were playing great defense basically from start to finish. I could not detect like one theme how to handle Lamar Jackson. I couldn't see, oh, they're doing this or they're doing that, because they did a lot of different things. So that struck me like it was a really good plan to handle really dangerous quarterback who can really run with it. And then thirdly, and the score reflects this too. They're a pretty good defensive team, and almost not represented by the numbers they put up all season long. They're better than their numbers show. It was a weird year defensively for the Bills to get the start without really a training camp, without any preseason games, to get a brand new defensive line that basically did not play here last year. Most of them weren't here last year. So there were new pieces up front. It took them a while to kind of settle in. But once they settled in around, it probably was almost midseason, they've been really good defensively, and the numbers start to reflect that. You almost have to break down the defensive numbers for the Bills from midseason on, because then they were really good. And they showed it again with their outstanding performance Saturday night, how good they are, how good they became during the course of the year. But as a whole, it's difficult to look at the Bills and say, oh, they're a really good defense. The numbers don't reflect that because they were kind of in a state of flux for most of the regular season.
Nice to see them rise to the occasion too, Murph. I mean, it's a team game. It isn't just one unit, but basically we know the story of the 2020 season, the success has been driven by the Bills offense, specifically their passing game. And it's nice to see that on a night when you don't have it going full throttle, they're still able to win a playoff game.
Yeah, and that's another theme that I was thinking after Saturday night, maybe spent yesterday thinking about this. They win different ways, and that's important for a playoff team and team that is now advanced to deep in the playoffs. They have solutions to problems. What, a little breezy? We can't count on our kicking game as much? Okay, we'll do something else. Or what, our passing game is not firing on all cylinders tonight? Okay, we'll do something else. You know what I mean? And that was developed during the course of a season. On offense, you saw how they approach different games with different strategies. And I think as a team, they do that too. And I think that's the sign of a well-coached team and a talented team that has diversified itself and has flexibility to do a couple of different things to win a game. There's no one formula for here's how the Buffalo Bills win games. There's, at least three or four, I think, and that's important.
All right, Murph, get to work on Kansas City. We'll be talking about it with you on Friday.
All right, thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.